Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. Leaked documents. SAO approved 8% wage hike for top management. Non-union City of Greater Sudbury managers received an 8% boost in pay last year. This, in addition to their regular 3% cost of living increase. City SAO Ed Archer approved the wage hike within pay groups 16 to 18, city directors and other senior managers, alongside a 6% boost for pay group 15 in November 2023. There were 23 people whose wages were boosted in pay groups 16 to 18, and 8 people whose wages were increased in pay group 15. Archer's decision comes more than a year after city council members considered a resolution calling for a 6% pay boost within pay groups 16 to 18 during a closed session on April 26, 2022, which the city's elected officials did not approve. Read the full story here. Arson triple homicide. First responders take the stand. The jury in the Liam Stinson trial heard more testimony from first responders on March 21. Detailing the efforts they took to battle the blaze, but also, the words of the forensic officer who processed the scene at 744 Bruce, and the paramedic who assisted three of four victims of the arson, Jamie Lynn Rose, Jasmine Summers and Guy Henry. Stinson is on trial for his alleged role in the April 11, 2021, fire that claimed three lives and seriously injured another, David Cheff, who was forced to jump from a second-floor window. Cheff testified on March 19 and was cross-examined March 20. His testimony came up in court Thursday as Justice R. Dan Cornell spoke to the jury, not only reminding them to avoid media reports on the case, but to speak of hearsay when it came to Cheff's testimony. Hearsay occurs when a witness testifies to something they were told about, but did not personally witness. It's not allowed because counsel is not able to cross-examine the information to prove its validity. Read the full story here. Check your speeds. Greater Sudbury speed trap cameras now active. The City of Greater Sudbury's 6 automated speed trap cameras are slated to become active today. The city has declined to share what the speed threshold for tickets will be. As speed limits are not guidelines, they are the law. There is no need to disclose threshold speeds, according to the city's website. Driving at, or below, the posted limit will ensure a ticket is not issued. Tickets are mailed to the registered plate owner of the vehicle within 30 days. Demerit points are not issued since tickets are mailed to the registered plate holder and not necessarily the driver. Read the full story here. 5 host doubleheader plus annual baby race this weekend. The Sudbury 5 are back in action this weekend, welcoming the Kitchener-Waterloo, KW, Titans on Saturday and the Windsor Express on Sunday. Saturday's game is set for 7 p.m. while Sunday's is at 2 p.m. The 5 look to bounce back this weekend following a tough loss against the Derby City Distillers last weekend. Sitting at 11-9 on the season, the 5 are fourth in the Basketball Super League standings. Despite the loss, A.J. Mosby Jr. and Jalen Hayes put up performances that the 5 will certainly be looking for more of. Mosby posted 32 points to go along with 6 rebounds and 3 assists, while shooting more than 40% from beyond the arc. Hayes posted 23 points, while collecting 8 rebounds, and adding 3 assists. Saturday's game also marks the 5's annual Wolves crossover night as they don jerseys inspired by the uniforms of the Sudbury Wolves. Read the full story here. Research says mining could have little impact on bees in Sudbury. New research from Trent University said mining could have less of an impact on pollinating insects than current land uses that might disturb the food sources and nesting habitats of pollinators. The impact of mining is less, provided there is enough forested green space nearby where the pollinators can thrive, said researchers. The study, carried out in collaboration with the local nonprofit Sudbury Shared Harvest, SSH, organization and Trent University, found that current land uses may have a greater influence on pollinating insects than disturbance caused by mining, said a news release from the Shared Harvest Group. Current land uses could include such things as streets, parking lots, office buildings, retail malls, schoolyards and general urban sprawl. Simply put, it does not seem to matter if there is mining disturbance nearby, as long as there is enough forested area to supply the pollinator population with supplementary food resources and nesting habitat, says the study's author, student researcher Kaylee Mooney of Trent University. Read the full story here. Cubs beat T-Birds in playoff opener. A pair of goals from Nolan Newton gave the Greater Sudbury Cubs the win in the opening of their Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League playoff series against the Sioux Thunderbirds on March 20. The West Division semifinal was played at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex on Wednesday. Greater Sudbury got the icebreaker of the series 7.5 minutes into the matchup as Newton worked his way down the left wing before cutting into the middle, then dancing around a Sault Ste. Marie defender, and ripping a shot past netminder Colton Barrett, set a release on the game. The Thunderbirds dominated in the early going of the second period, but couldn't capitalize. Newton made it 2-0 after powering his way up the ice, slipping a Sioux defender and firing a high shot into the back of the net. Getting on the board before the second intermission, during a 4-on-3-man advantage, Caden Dundas of the T-Birds sent a feed up top to Declan Gallivan, who came down the slot and wired his chance by Greater Sudbury goalie Noah Mativier. Read the full story here.